One clap, that's where it's at.
The horse in the bar? No. Horse walks in the bar. Bartender says, hey, why the long face?
I'm a horse, dumbass. You dummy.
I think I pulled that joke once before, but it's all right.
Are we, did we?
Is there a better joke?
I'm sure there's probably a quarter of a million better jokes than that.
You got the internet
Did you hear the news about UPS and FedEx? That they're merging?
Really?
Yeah. Going to be called Fed Up.
See, now that's a good joke right there.
Fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents
Bacon Bits.
I'm Sneaky Pete along with
Rockstar,
Andy J,
the Chief.
No shots.
Hey! We're back!
I thought I was going first.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
I just jumped in because I was like, yeah.
Just remember that here at Triple B, we promote positivity, empowering self-image, and the three B's everyone needs in their lives.
Babes.
Bacon.
Booze. Why is there a cricket?
And sound effects.
And crickets.
And bullshit from behind the scenes.
I thought it was going to take him a minute. That's why.
Oh, you were like ready for it.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore. He's Johnny on the spot now.
Yeah, after I was like my seventh time on the hog, I won the hog head of the day.
Oh,
again.
Oh, did you promote us?
I did.
Did you say it right?
I said it right. And I talked to her. I said we had our good friends Mike and Joan Doble from Exploding Brew Pub.
Shout out.
Shout out. And shout out. But
sorry, I was late.
There was like three plugins right there. Shout out. But she asked what we talked about, and I said bacon, babes, and booze.
Yeah.
And she's like, ha ha, awesome. Like that fake laugh that they do.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, I don't really care. And then I won a t-shirt and a gift card.
Sweet. How much is the gift card?
$25.
Oh, all right. For where?
Ooh. You're rich.
Board Game Barrister? Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's actually pretty cool. We went there for the first time, me and the first lady. We
did a board game?
We got a Monopoly National Parks Edition.
Whoa. My favorite.
Ooh. It's actually pretty cool looking.
Did you open it and play with it or no?
Just the pieces.
Oh, yeah?
The bits?
Yeah, just the bits in my hand.
The bits? All right. Nice.
A little bit?
Just a little bit. Just for a little bit.
Just a little bit. Little bit more.
This is too early to get sidetracked.
More memory unlocked. All right. Let's focus. Yeah. Yep, that's me.
What's the code word?
Code word?
I don't know if we have code words. Anyway, Pete, what's
football.
Up?
Football.
Wait. Hold on. Speaking of radio stations.
Yeah.
102.1 gone.
Oh yeah.
What did it change to?
Christian radio station. It's not transferred yet. I listened to it yesterday, literally yesterday, and it was still playing Green Day and stuff, which is like whatever.
I like Green Day.
Yeah, but they got bought out. They got bought out.
So so did 93.3. They got bought out. That was the same. Yeah,
same building.
But I think
the B.
They're gonna still play Christmas music right away because that's kind of. Because it got bought up by a Christian radio station or something like that.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll still play Christmas music.
It's a Christian mega, like there's iHeartRadio and they own like every radio station and whatever. So the Christian version of iHeartRadio bought out 102.1. So
football.
Long story short, they were struggling. They saw a bunch of money probably, and the owners were like, "Yeah, man, here we go. We're done."
All right, football.
Oh, football. That's a good subject. Good one, Aaron.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum.
Football.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum.
Okay. Who's your team this year?
The Packers?
Yeah.
I thought there was a trick question.
There's the crickets. That should have been. Crickets farted.
I hit the wrong one.
No, they made a that weird trade right at right before preseason ended with
Micah
Parsons, Kenny Clark.
Oh yeah,
there's a Kenny Clark jersey right over there. Autographed.
Yeah, we should we should pull that into the shot. Yeah, we're good. At some point, that's good.
It's over there. Trust us.
It's in the past.
Come visit us, and you can see it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm pretty sad about Kenny Clark.
Packers, eh?
They did that, and now they're projected to do a lot better because of one guy. But we'll see.
Reggie and Woodson.
Yeah, Reggie and Woodson. They made it. They turned the Brewers. The Brewers are doing really well, but they turned the Packers around.
Oh yeah,
and won the Super Bowl with the team. So maybe this is a and. If you look at all those other things, Brett Favre, when he was 27, they brought in Reggie White, won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, 27, brought in Chuck Woodson, won a Super Bowl. Jordan Love is 27, brought in Micah Parsons.
Ooh.
Let's see. Well, I didn't even know that itself? Breakdown.
Oh, look at that. Look
never
at
heard
guy.
That.
I listen to a lot of weird stuff.
And, like our podcast?
Well, yeah. Yeah, listen to it. It's available on all major platforms.
Actually, I saw that on Facebook, your little stat thing.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Shut, oh, so you mean shut it's up.
True. So you mean it's true?
Yep. Because everything on Facebook is true.
If that's true, then Handy J has all the friends in the world. But no one likes your shit.
What are you talking about? My shit gets all kinds of likes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Back on track.
Especially my deck picks.
Who's your team?
Packers.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I thought it was Vikings, but go on.
Who's your team?
Packers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there. The Green Bay Packers.
Well, shit. No wonder we're friends.
Cheeseheads are expensive at the Cheese Castle.
Yeah.
Really?
What are expensive?
Cheeseheads.
How much are they?
Like $25.
Oh, damn. For foam?
Ah. Yeah. Probably make our own, eh?
No.
Out of like a couch cushion.
Kind of tricky.
No, all right, who's your team there, Rockstar?
That's kind of a good idea.
Homemade. We should make homemade cheese heads out of couch cushions.
I kind of like that idea. All right, anyways.
Not your couch, though, because too many farts living in it. It's like that it's like that ghost chamber in Ghostbusters.
It would be some moldy cheese.
They put all the ghosts. That's where he puts all his farts at home.
The containment unit?
In the couch. Yeah. The couch. All right. Who's your team there, guy?
Football team?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Bears fan, so.
You can leave.
fuck you. Come on, you guys.
Oh,
there's no
boy.
There is no effing way I'm going to be a Bears fan. I was talking
about there's no way we should ever joke about being a Bears fan because those people are not human.
While I was working.
Barron's Brandy, not for Bears fans.
No. Here, give me that. We're doing another promo.
No.
Get it ready. Get it ready. Here we go.
Cue it up.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
No,
so,
this is important. Ready?
I guess, but we didn't have to do it on the air.
Yeah, we're just going to cut this whole thing out.
Meh.
Barron's Brandy. Fuck the Bears.
That's actually pretty good.
All right, we'll take that. Leave that one in there.
That's a good one. Get your...
No. No more.
Oh,
no,
he's going to drink it.
You're going to pull.
We're good. Anyway, so I had a conversation with a Bears fan today.
Hold up. No shots. Who's your team?
Oh, the Packers.
Oh, okay. We're good. Go on.
All right, so, and he kept like, oh, you guys think because you got Micah Parsons in this big trade, you think you're going to do well and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, at least we're not sitting there hoping we're going to be the worst team in the league. Like, you guys are competing to be the worst team in the league.
And keep bringing up 85.
This is
crazy. 1985.
Oh, God, it was such a good year for us there, eh?
I was tree.
They don't talk like us down there, by the way.
No.
So yeah, it
how do they talk down there?
Hey, fucker, get out of the way! I'm driving here.
Bears fans are
rubble, rubble.
Bears fans are so delusional. They're fucking delusional. They're delusional. They have no idea what's going on. Well, I'm not gonna worry about my team. I'm gonna worry about making you feel bad about liking your team.
Babes, bacon, and not the Bears.
Yeah,
that's your title.
Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, Packers all the way.
Oh, yeah.
A clean sweep for the podcast crew.
Actually, we're going to be at the game on the 11th, right?
Yes, we are gone to the game.
I will also be or have been at the game on the 11th. Me and the first lady won tickets.
I guess me and No Shots are just kind of...
You guys can watch it on TV. We'll
I guess
wait.
We're going to cuddle on the couch.
Yeah, Taking the kiddo.
We didn't get the invites for that one, I guess. No.
Home Depot is going to the game opener. Home opener. So
yeah. Went to the home opener.
Yes, went.
We don't record this live. We yes. recorded before things happen. If people don't know that, then
you'll see this in week four.
Well, to both our viewers, we apologize.
Hopefully the Packers are obviously going to beat the Lions, even though they're kind of good. But yeah,
obviously, yeah.
Packers are undefeated this year. I'm calling it. If I'm right, Charlie Barron's are coming on this podcast.
Yes.
Barron's Brandy for the undefeated Packers. Yes. And fuck the Bears.
Yes. So anyways, yeah, Packers all the way. So
all right, we'll do that.
No shots. Just Packers.
Yeah.
I thought we went over that.
You missed that one.
I know. I saw it.
Just to transition.
I just want to give
here,
a moment to talk about
Speaking of Chicago, I was in Chicago last week with Fuckface over here.
Hi, I'm Fuckface.
Hi, Fuckface. We went down for a White Sox Royals game.
Why?
Where was that game at?
Right Field with a T. With a T, not a P.
Guaranteed Right?
Hold on 1 second. What field?
No. Guaranteed Field. Wait, guaranteed.
We can't say that word on here, can we?
Guaranteed Right.
Right.
Yes.
R-A-T-E.
They just call it Right Field. R-A-T-E.
Right, but it's guaranteed Right, because you said
it's
with
guaranteed
a
Right.
Oh, okay. Oof. Sorry.
Okay.
I got it. Go ahead. My bad.
Motherfucker, I'm going to walk over there and slap you.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have to put like bubble letters underneath every time you say Right. For that word. Make sure that this is what we're saying.
That's what I said.
All right, I'm moving forward.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go.
Okay. Fuck, where was I?
We're in Chicago.
At Right Field.
Yeah, yes. And parking was awesome down there.
Really? Or is that sarcasm?
No, we bought parking ahead of time. We parked in the first row across the street from the entrance.
We were the first car in.
We were the first car in the second game. And we're like, are we the first? And the guy's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no one else coming in behind us. We're like the only one. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like a bunch
it's
of like, nerds.
It's a Wednesday. We could see our car from Chicago. The stadium. Looking out the window. Be like, hey, my car's still there.
Yeah. Do they not tailgate there?
They do.
They do a little bit.
They can tailgate.
Sort of. Yeah. Wait, but they can't.
It's a Wednesday.
Right. No, what?
Hold on. I know at Wrigley, there's no tailgating.
Well, there's no parking.
There's no parking. It's all street parking.
Yeah. So at Right Field, you can tailgate?
They have actual parking lots like Miller Park.
Across the street from the field.
I had no idea. Crazy. All right, anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did that. We got in and didn't get any autographs. That's okay.
No. Yeah.
It's fine. It's a nice little stadium. I like it. It's open air. It's minimalistic, I'll call it.
Yes.
Because they don't have all the goofy shit that we have at Miller Park.
Like
all the kids shit, all the noise. Like, I need to play a sound effect between
every goddamn pitch.
Every goddamn pitch.
It was just nice and quiet and just hearing the ballpark sounds.
Right.
You know, people chanting, you know, the ball hitting the glove, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like playing the show 08 on PlayStation 4.
Yes. Yeah, before they added all the bullshit.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
And the staff is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
All the staff.
Yeah. All
from the people at the food place that told him not to buy a soda there. It's like, it's $5 a day. Go get a bottle of soda. You're paying $8 here. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
So do you think if their team was better this year, they would have more sound bites going throughout the game?
No.
And
I don't think so. I think that's just how it runs.
Yeah. I mean, they're an older franchise, and I think that's one of the reasons.
Yeah. No, that's a stadium I want to go to every year.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's something that we can do a day trip to.
It's super easy to go down.
Tickets were like $20. We're sitting first row behind the bullpen. Yeah. Mitch was there.
Mitch?
$20, dude? Yeah.
And you guys are going.
Apparently, I overpaid.
Hey. Yeah.
$20 is $20.
Mitch was super happy to see us because we didn't tell him we were coming down.
We kept that to ourselves. So we get there, we go down. I was going to yell, hey, Stetter, how big's your bird? But I didn't.
You should have.
But he saw us and he just lit up. He's like, what are you guys doing here? We're like,
We came to see a baseball game.
Came to see you.
For those who don't know, Mitch Stetter is the.
Bullpen coach
for the Royals.
Kansas City Royals. And
he's also a big fan of Triple B Nation Presents Bacon Bits. Maybe not.
Never heard it, but that's, you know.
You know,
he's a fan of us. He knows it exists. He knows.
Yeah, because we asked, hey, you want to be on it? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So he knows what it is.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a big fan.
He assumes what it is. Big
fan. Yep.
If he wasn't in the MLB, he'd be on.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But he's just like talking about life? I don't know.
No, you'd do it.
Yeah.
He'd do it. He's a funny guy. He does pretty okay at coaching the bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Threw me a ball. That was nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gave away to a kid.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't need more shit.
That wasn't the guy's house I farted at, right?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
That was
what house have you not farted in?
And then Allie had to come up to us and be like, is your friend okay? I'm like,
it's, hold on. We have a question from the Peanuts Gallery.
Oh, she was just saying he hasn't farted in our house.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've never been to your house, but you I can definitely.
Yeah, we got to definitely. We're good.
Hey, we should do a podcast there.
Nope, I'd be happy to fart in your house. I'd be happy to fart in your house anytime.
Is that like a christening for, you know, like when you, it's like, oh, it scares away the ghost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
By the way.
It scares away the ghost. Hey, my house isn't haunted.
There's
about to be.
Throw it there.
I farted in your house.
That's why it's not haunted.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Also in Chicago, we went and saw some of the sights. I flicked the bean.
So did you flick the bean? Right.
That bean is huge. I found it. I don't know why you guys can't find it. It's right there.
Yeah, I mean, and it was pretty shiny.
Yeah, 110 tons is what it weighs.
Damn.
I kept asking him, what do you think it weighs? And he just threw out bullshit answers. And
I don't know.
5 tons? You're way off, bitch.
So you guggled it?
I guggled it.
How much do you think it takes to get off that bean, the platform?
Not on a platform. It's like in the ground.
It's bull,
first of all, I don't think we're talking about the same bean anymore, by the way.
Oh, anyways, yeah, go on.
It's surrounded by a lot of parks and paths, and it was just a real nice day, chill day.
Oh, so the bean's in the park.
And we had tacos. Yeah, there was definitely bushes. There's bush everywhere.
Yeah.
So
you got to really get through the bush to find the
bean. And then the bean's right there.
Right there.
In the can.
Just in the for opening, the glory of it.
Right in the beginning. Ready to go.
It's like you get through the forest.
There's a lot of people
the sun
around that
just
bean,
just beams
though.
Onto the beam. Bean?
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 Yeah. The bean.
Yeah.
Flicked it real good.
Yeah, we flicked it good.
Good.
Ding, ding,
good,
ding.
Good work.
And then we went and ate tacos.
Yeah. Nothing better than
the bean. Which were really good.
Nothing
just,
better
just,
than...
It's actually just south of the bean. We went and ate tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just guys, a quick hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
All did right. You go to the dirty part after tacos? Like south of the taco stand?
No, well, yeah.
That's like the dirty part.
We went to
Chicago.
Rate Field.
There was
Rate Field would be the beehole.
There was a downtown smell.
There's like that there's no man's land, though, too. Did you guys go through there?
No.
Yeah.
That's between the dirty part and the taco stand.
The taint?
You know,
I think that was the crosswalk.
I went to the crosswalk there.
I would definitely enter Rate Field. I'm just saying. So.
Wait, why are we back there?
We're putting a dick in the beehole.
It's south of the taco
right.
stand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you probably put your tongue on Rate Field, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, we stayed at a really cool hotel, but it had like 30 light switches that I didn't know what. I spent a good hour flicking those things, too.
Yeah, a lot of flicking that day.
And then in the morning, I was like, I don't know what you did, but there were nothing worked.
He wakes up.
I hear him like freaking rumbling around. I'm like, well, I'm just gonna start hitting switches for him.
Yeah,
it was crazy. There's a lot of switches.
And then his bed started vibrating. And
no, that's his toys he brought.
Oh,
well, I had my own bed without vibration toys, but there was a button that the curtains open and the screen went up. It was like really cool.
Hmm. What if that giant bean in Chicago vibrated? That'd be weird.
Oh my god! Get off the bean.
Anyways, go on.
Well, it probably vibrates when the train goes by.
Yeah,
the train's a little farther.
They're south. Running trains farther south. Further south.
Oh, okay.
That's where they're running trains.
Yeah, past the taco.
Also,
stand.
I'd like to point out here for the gangbang hats are for sale on our website. Speaking of trains,
dynamite drop in there, sneaky.
Thank you.
Such a
but
great
Chicago
transition.
Was a Chicago was a fun trip, and
what did we on the drive down? Where did we stop?
Went and visited Michelle and Ty.
Yeah.
Went to Michelle's shop, 27 houses in Grays Lake, Illinois.
Shout out.
Shout out. I was just in Grays Lake.
Yeah, she's got a little shop right there on the main drag.
Oh, shit. I wish I'd have known I would stop there.
Yeah, I bought some dryer balls and bath bombs and some other shit.
Nice. You bought a fuck.
I did buy a fuck. It's a little word says fuck.
A lot of cool stuff in that little store.
Right.
First lady's got a jar of fucks that she puts on it. And yes. Every time somebody comes around, she'll be like, here you go.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, and then when that is empty, she's like, sorry, all the fucks. Get out. What do you have, like 3 in there a day? And when you run out of fucks, it's done. On your desk.
All right.
On your desk. That's a lot of fucks. Your desk. What did I say?
It's a great story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eat my ass.
Oh. Eat your guaranteed rate field.
Rate field.
Anyway, go on.
We also got a tour of their Airbnbs.
Yeah, and they look really cool because she's an interior designer and she designed the interior. What they do. And then Ty took us over to their house and we got to see the chickens. I held
all
one.
The chickens.
I picked up
the chicken. All the chickens.
A mother clucker was in my hands.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing it wasn't a big
insert
cock.
Picture here.
Did she lay an egg?
There was one.
All right,
laying an egg, and then if the egg's broken, they like to go and eat it. All of them run up and
what? They devour it.
Right, they like eating egg yolk.
That's fucking weird. That's like eating your own shit.
No,
it's not even close.
Not at all.
I mean, dogs do that.
Yeah, you're fucking gross.
I don't know if it's not even close, but I get what you're saying.
No, egg comes out the egg hole. It doesn't come out the butthole.
Yeah, yeah. Eating an egg would be like eating your fetus, dude.
Do you think babies
and is that worse or better than eating your own shit? I'm just saying.
That's weird.
Wow.
That's like
so we saw their chickens.
That's like eating the placenta.
Their puppy and
Bohanna. I love that dog.
You know garden cultures do that. Specialties.
Yes.
Yep. Great garden.
Very nice garden. Those are pretty big bushes, though. She should probably trim her.
They really should. I mean, get those
some
bushes,
big bushes
trimmed.
Yeah. It happens.
Anyway.
The bushes came
Michelle,
in real
I'm
good.
Sorry if you see this. I doubt you will, but that's okay. Actually, I'm going to see her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Chicago was fun.
We're going to try to plan
plan an annual trip
to go see
Mitch. As long as he's a coach with the Royals.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
You went to Pantera. Tell me about it.
I went to Pantera with the First Lady. I don't even know. That was
a while ago.
Like a month ago, I think.
Okay.
It was
three
actually
months when this comes out.
I guess it depends on how quick
depends
the turnaround
on
is.
How soon you get the audio out.
Whoa,
when this comes
don't
out.
Don't put us all on him. So anyway. It was about a month ago that we recorded, and it was pretty awesome. You know, it was a Wednesday night. We had taken the next day off because we were going camping.
Where was this?
It was at the down on the Summerfest grounds.
What's the amphitheater?
The amphitheater. Marcus Amphitheater or
American Family.
Yeah. American Family.
Why do they own everything in this city?
Let's just call it Miller Park South.
Okay.
Well, here's why. Miller Park concert venue. Anything
Park,
American Family.
It's Miller Park on the lake.
We'll call it the Marcus Amphitheater.
Whatever. We went there.
Summerfest.
Before that, we went to Wizard Works.
Oh. You're a wizard, Harry.
Rockstar's been there.
Yes, I have. I love that place.
Yeah, he's still a great place. We went there for a couple beers beforehand. I think he showed us a magic trick or two. Then we walked down to the amphitheater, saw Pantera. That's amazing, Pete. It was a great show. I think Amon Amarth opened up for them.
Sweet.
We missed them. We were a little bit late to that, but yeah, the show.
You were late?
Yes.
Interesting.
Shut up. What's the common theme with that?
Hey, you're number one, too, there, First Lady.
So we went to the show, and then the next day we actually went up camping. We went with Gertie, if you remember Gertie.
Hurdy Gertie!
Tall girl.
They were up camping up in Partyville, and we met up with them, a bunch of her
cousins
and everything. And we had a good time. up there, just a bunch of drinking, and it was a good weekend.
She's very tall.
Yep. What about you? What you got going on, man?
In the last few months, or yeah.
Well, your trip to DC? How about that?
Yeah, I went to Door County. No, I didn't. So what?
DC, Door County. Come on, Pete.
I get it, but the snap map said he was in Washington DC.
Yeah, I was.
Then they kicked him out because they cleaned up the city.
Yeah. No. So I had a. I've been busy as all hell lately, and I told my son about 4 or 5 months ago. I said, "Hey, man, I'm taking a week off in August. Do whatever you want to do. All right, and we can go camping, fishing." I thought that's what he was gonna be like. Yeah, let's go fishing for a week straight or something like that. I kind of want to go back to DC because he did the eighth grade or whatever field trip you do back in high school and stuff, you know?
Mm, yeah.
And he's like, "You ever been to DC?" And I was like, "Yeah, I've been there once. I just stopped for a layover, saw the White House, went back on the plane. That was it, you know? Like, I had, you know, whatever." And then I was stuck there and hung out with a friend or whatever. All right, go back to DC. I'm trying.
I'm supposed to hit you when you start running off.
So he said, "Hey, well, you know, I want to go to DC." And I was like, "Ah, I don't think, you know, maybe it's going to cost a lot of money. I heard it's expensive, whatever." So I looked up plane tickets, and we got round trip, both of us, for $200.
Total or each?
Total.
Dude.
It was like $230 with taxes and fees or whatever. And I was like, "Well, I guess we're going to DC." And then I was like, "Well, the hotels are going to be expensive and whatever. $100 a night. Nice hotel. Very nice."
Did it have 30 light switches?
It did have a master light switch. Yes. It did have a master, and then there was other things.
Bader.
So we went there, and it was great. You know, really, and everything you go and see in Washington, D.C. is free. Everything.
Yeah. You like just walk up to
even
it.
Even the Lincoln Memorial?
Everything is free.
Does it cost you a penny?
No, but
$5.
We saw the Holocaust Museum. That was pretty cool. We had a tour of the White House. Like, it was weird.
You got a tour of the White House, actually, huh?
Yeah.
Did you bring your phone in there and stuff too?
Yeah. Here, I'll show you. Here.
All right. Well, later.
Yeah. Later. All right. Yeah. No, me and the first lady went a couple years ago too to DC. It's a really cool place.
Did you see the president?
The president was literally 1,000 feet away from us.
Did you say hi?
We did not see him or say hi, but we were in the same building as him. And you think the White House is like giant and huge?
Nah.
It's not. It's.
It actually is very large. It's just where you get to see is very small.
You know, like when you go and you see on the, what is that, Pennsylvania Avenue, where the fuck it is. So you look at the White House, and there's like the main White House, and then there's the wings. Right. So the president hangs out in this wing and has the Oval Office and then has this. Like, we got the tour of the main, whatever.
The
and like,
family area.
I thought it was weird. Like, by the way, the Secret Service, there was probably 100 Secret Service people in, you know, 7 a.m., you know, on a Tuesday or whatever the fuck it was. It was a Thursday, I think.
It's crazy. Always sunny.
Yeah, but we had the security was crazy getting in there, obviously, as you would expect going into the White House.
Yep.
And it's not something you could just sign up for. You have to go to your state representative or congressperson and get a pass to go in. And so we did that, and it was fun. It was cool.
Nice. But, see a baseball game at all or no?
No.
They may not have been in town, but...
The Nationals. I wanted to take Rylan to go see the Nationals play, and we missed it. Like, it's funny because the one night we're like, "Dude, it's 5 o'clock," and walking around is so exhausting, dude.
Yeah,
I walked 15 miles per day. There was a point my feet literally stopped working, and I thought I was gonna have to like.
Were you like sniper crawling then through like?
No, like it was.
I mean, like, what did you do? Did you just, like, lie down and, like, by the Lincoln Memorial?
This kid had to carry him.
Oh, no, I mean,
you walk, could. You walk, break, walk, break, walk, break. You know, that's it. That's all you can do.
When we went there, we did a night tour of, like, what the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, the World War II Monument or Memorial, whatever.
Yeah, we did that stuff, too.
We did it at nighttime when there's nobody around, and they shuttle you close to everything, and you walk up to it, and it's dark.
Did he touch it?
Touch what?
See, we did the Lincoln at night.
Oh, yeah, what are you touching, yeah. Pete?
Oh, no, we did a big thing that it took you to, and then, like, I think
tour thing. Yeah,
the last stop was the Iwo Jima Memorial, you know, where there's, like, the Marines, like, planting the flag.
Hmm. One of those is a Navy corpsman from Anago, Wisconsin. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
You know, that was one of the coolest things I've ever done. And I think First Lady, her daughter, and her daughter's husband were also there with us. We were just everybody's just like, oh, this is so cool. Because it was dark. Oh, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial was also on that. So you just kind of went around to a bunch of things and you stopped at them all. And what the heck?
Like, it's crazy.
There's nobody out there. It's a lot different than being in the middle of the day.
Yeah. We did the MLK Memorial and the Lincoln at night. And, man, really powerful stuff out there. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It literally American history right in front of you.
Did you find any treasure?
Did you steal the Declaration of Independence?
I saw it. I have a video of it. Nice. I have a picture of it.
Oh, you were supposed to take your camera in there.
Nope, it's wide open to the public.
No, you weren't supposed to take it in the archives, where the actual one is.
That is not true.
Yeah, they made us put our phones away.
That is 100% not true.
Well, he was just there. It may have changed.
It's true. Because we were there 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, maybe
it's changed.
I'll show you later.
No, I believe you. I don't need to see a picture.
Moving on.
So it must have changed. That's weird, though.
Lincoln Park.
What? Oh, yeah. I went to Lincoln Park.
I believe it.
I got this motion, so that's why I'm trying to transition to him.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Fucking talk.
Fuck.
No, go ahead.
We're at 30 minutes. That's why I'm...
Right.
Oh. Yeah. So my thing that I did was I got to see Linkin Park with Emily as the lead singer. First time I seen Linkin Park in...
Emily...
Dickinson.
Huh?
That's what I was going to go for. Emily Dickinson?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Emily Armstrong.
I have
right?
no idea.
I think it's Emily Armstrong.
Okay.
It is.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just say Emily, just like you say Chester. blown away blown away by how awesome that concert was. Because I was going in sort of like, is this going to be good? Is it going to be like just listening to a cover band? Absolutely amazing show.
You got blown?
I got blown away. Mm-hmm. Linkin Park just lined up and just blew me away.
Nice.
All right.
Just right.
Where was this at? Where's the venue?
Down at Pfizer Forum.
Pfizer. Where the Bucks play.
Where the Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks down there at the
stage was really cool. Their light show was really neat with just they had a bunch of smoke machines going off, so the lasers were going through. I mean, it was
nice.
Definitely like hoping they come back in their next, you know, next couple of years just to see them again, because it was super good. Like I said, awesome. I was going in just like, going to be good? Is it going to just be friggin' really good. Really, really good.
Good stuff. Always loved Linkin Park. And, you know, obviously filling the shoes of Chester is tough. And it's been a
copper pot.
It was weird because it was like, it was also really emotional because I think, like, I was really into Linkin Park. Like,
did you cry?
No. No.
All right, go on.
No, but I mean,
just like he did shit his pants.
When you're
probably similar to the Phantom poop in No Shot's house.
Hey, allegedly. You don't need to shift gears here. That's allegedly.
Allegedly, go ahead.
Allegedly,
go ahead.
Listening to Linkin Park and being a fan for all those years with all those albums, and then hearing him again and knowing like what Chester was going through. That was the emotional thing where it's like, we're still hearing his music, even though it's someone else singing, and being able to be back experiencing those songs and then hearing the new stuff.
And that emotion.
That's where it that came in, where I was like, wow, that song hits harder now knowing where those lyrics were coming from.
Sure.
So that's what I'm saying with being emotional.
Yeah. Is that when you cried?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, there you go. And you shit your pants. And
fucker, you beat me to it. Damn it. Look how happy he is.
Got him.
Got you, bitch.
But if you have a chance to go see the new lineup of Linkin Park,
get the tickets and go.
I've heard nothing but good things.
It was really awesome.
Awesome.
So, were you in the pit?
No. I was. The crazy thing is the tickets that I bought, we were up top, and we get to where we're supposed to be going down in the section. They're like, oh, you got to go down four sections. We moved your tickets. So we go down there and they're like, oh, you have to go down this elevator. We upgraded you to the 100 level. So we were we were like 20th row off like the corner.
All of a sudden we're coming up on this platform. We're on stage.
We're on stage throwing out t-shirts.
Emily Dickinson is right in front of us singing. Like, what the hell?
Crazy. Nice.
I'm gonna laugh if that's not her name.
And then I absolutely it's not
her
my
name.
Pants.
I don't know what her name is. I don't even really not a big fan of Linkin Park, to tell you the truth.
Oh, what's the code word?
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Code word, time to wrap it up?
Is it time to wrap it up there, guy?
Yeah, it's time to, he's looking for...
Do you have a story at all?
He's looking for the name of Emily.
Code word.
It is Emily Armstrong.
Okay, that's what...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not Dickinson, huh?
By the way, every time I'm in LA, off. I go to...
Samsonite? I was way off.
Every time I'm in LA, I go to visit Energy Recording Studio, NRG, and first time I visited them.
Hold on.
Pete. No, all right. Just let it go.
All right. I'll let it go.
Go ahead.
It's music history.
Every time I'm in LA, how often are you in LA?
Pete.
He's actually probably been there quite a bit.
A little bit.
Like twice a year?
Pete.
I don't check my stat map. But the first time I was there, I had a tour of Energy from the producer, Jay Baumgartner, who's big time, did No Doubt, Offspring, mm-hmm. You know, big names, Papa Roach.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Shit that we grew up on, you know what I mean? And he goes, yeah, this is Studio A. There's three studios in one. Studio A, he goes, this is rented out by Linkin Park indefinitely. This is before Chester passed away.
So that was like their main recording studio
They rehearse, they record there.
Did you get to go in it?
Write, whatever. What's that?
Did you go inside?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. It was nice. It was good. And he's like, yeah, this is the lounge of the, you know, like there's a bar and like a living room or whatever. It was cool. But anyways, that was my story.
That's cool. That's cool.
Oh, sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm working at the spider web, so leave a message and I'll call you back.
Yeah, that is on his wall when you walk in.
Hell, that's a great song,
that's
guys.
No doubt. No, I.
No doubt.
That's
no
it's
doubt.
A great song.
All right, let's kill this.
Yeah.
Let's be done.
Let's know Shots has a story.
Fatality.
He does not. All right. This has been another fun filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents
Bacon Bits.
I'm Sneaky Pete along with
Rockstar
Andy J.
Chief.
No Shits.
And we just want to thank our sponsors, L&D Trucking out of Mequonago, Wisconsin.
Mequonago!
Kinnicky's Public House in Richfield, Wisconsin.
Shout out!
Yep.
And Wisco Dive Bars. Well, thank you.
Do you have his vodka?
At home, I forgot it.
Oh.
Epic fail. Sorry, Jared.
Bad trombone.
All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. And as always, make sure to get your pet spayed or neutered.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey. What the hell?
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
I like this.